It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Our special look at Earth Day continues. We just spoke about the power of citizenship over consumerism to bring about positive environmental change. The work being done by our next guest exemplifies this theory. Last summer, we spoke with the Earthquaker Action Team, known as EQUATE, after they walked to Pittsburgh from Philadelphia to protest PNC's financing of mountaintop removal coal mining. Here to bring us an update is Ingrid Lakey, a board member of the Earthquaker Action Team. Ingrid Lakey, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, thanks so much for having us on, Paul.
Before we begin, we extended an invitation to PNC Bank to take part in this conversation. We received the following response from Fred Solomon, PNC's Senior Vice President for Corporate Communications. Quote, PNC's practice is not to comment on third parties, end quote. Ingrid, remind our listeners why the Earthquaker Action Team is protesting PNC.
It's interesting, Fred Solomon's response. That's been the response we've been getting for quite some time, which is kind of a no comment. So Earthquaker Action Team started working to get PNC Bank to stop financing mountaintop removal. Gosh, it's almost 3 years ago now. PNC Bank, actually, if you go back several mergers ago, was the Provident Bank based in Philadelphia, and it was known as the Quaker Bank. Which, you know, in Philadelphia, that's sort of the head of Quakerdom in the United States. And so the bank had become known as the Quaker Bank, was known for really responsible, being a responsible bank. And then, you know, mergers happen as they do in the banking world and became PNC Bank. PNC also calls itself, or has called itself, the greenest bank in the business. And so we, I as a Quaker and several other friends, have decided that we need to call PNC into account. They're talking about their Quaker legacy, and they're calling themselves a green bank, and we don't see how those two things match up with financing mountaintop removal coal mining. They're one of the two largest banks financing this horrendous practice that happens in Appalachia.
Has the Earthquaker Action Team attempted to meet with the board of PNC?
Yeah, actually, we have been attending the board meetings for the last, not the board meetings, the shareholder meetings for the past couple of years. Several of us bought like one share of PNC stock so that we could actually have access to the shareholder meeting. We went 2 years ago and we said, okay, PNC, go and see for yourself what's happening in Appalachia. Go to these mountaintop removal sites and see for yourself what's happening. And actually, a woman came from Appalachia to tell her story and what her experience is of being in a mountaintop removal community. And actually, PNC did send a vice president to check it out. We thought, okay, well, so maybe this will be their moment when they'll actually review their policy and make a change. Well, not really. And then we went last year. We came to Pittsburgh. Several friends came to Pittsburgh and, again, spoke at the shareholder meeting, you know, in the kind of Q&A section. And we spoke again and said, you know, so look, we mean it. You do need to make a change in your policy. The people who are being poisoned in mountaintop removal communities in Appalachia deserve something better. And you call yourselves a green bank, invest in a sustainable future for Appalachia and our country and the world.
And so what did they say to this?
Nothing. Very much what Fred Solomon replied to you, which is they're not saying anything. And
so you're
and
making
then we
this
walked from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, and
right,
again,
right,
they said nothing.
Right, you certainly put the shoe leather where your mouth is, and as
yeah,
but you're making this impassioned plea, and you're getting absolutely no response, just no words of any kind.
No, they really don't want to speak to us. It was interesting, actually. There's some students who've been organizing around this issue, Temple University and University of Pennsylvania, both in Philadelphia, and they actually somebody from PNC did go to meet with those student groups. Because PNC is very interested in growing their sort of future, you know, their future customers. And I did actually sit in on one of those because I was an alum of Temple University. I got to sit in on that meeting and to listen to how they talk about mountaintop removal. And, you know, they were not speaking directly to the students' concerns and not at all interested in making a change in their policy, at least not what I could see. I could not see any real interest in making a change in their policy. And so we're back again. We're actually, I'm driving with a group of Quakers to Pittsburgh today in a Prius. I'm sure Michael will be proud. And we're driving a Prius to Pittsburgh, and
very good.
People are coming from Philadelphia, and it's, you know, a lot of folks are going to be joining us from Appalachia and Ohio and various areas to meet up at the PNC shareholder meeting tomorrow.
And of course, it would be greener if you walked, but you know, no one's going to ask you to
time this year.
No one's going to ask you to do that again. And you know, I was going to ask you what you have planned regarding your protest at PNC. It sounds like you have something that might get their attention this time.
Yes, again, we are going to enter. We are going to go into the shareholder meeting. You know, we have shares, so we have legal access to the meeting. And we actually have brought our own agenda this time that we want to. There's an interesting time of change for PNC because their current CEO, James Rohr, is stepping down. William Demchak is stepping in as the new CEO. And we are actually going to ask each board member to speak publicly about what their stand is on this issue. Will they stand with the people and communities and mountains of Appalachia and for their sustainable future, or do they want to continue with making profits off the devastation of communities and nature? We're going to ask that very directly at the meeting. We're also going to actually give an award to the outgoing president.
You're going to give an award. Yeah, this is, I should put an award in quotes. Let me just reset things here, Ingrid,
and
it's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're discussing the protest, for folks just tuning in, of PNC Bank's financial funding of coal companies engaging in mountaintop removal coal mining by the Earthquaker Action Team. And my guest is Ingrid Lakey, a member of the board of the Earthquaker Action Team. And you mentioned this award, and again, I would put that in quotes because this is not the typical award you might give a corporate CEO.
That's true. That's true. It's an acknowledgement, if you will, for his failed leadership in the policy of profiting from the destruction of mountains and communities. So we thought we should publicly acknowledge his leadership in that way.
PNC has a Quaker legacy. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So PNC back. If you go back a couple mergers, there was the Provident Bank, which was based in Philadelphia. It was started in 1865, and many of the people who started it were actually Quakers. And Quakers had a real reputation for being good business people, conservative in the best sense, like very thoughtful and responsible about how they dealt with money, a lot of integrity about how they dealt with money and in their business dealings. And so the Provident Bank was called the Quaker Bank. And in fact, last year at the shareholder meeting, the grandson of one of the founders of PNC Bank, who's a Quaker in Philadelphia, came to the shareholder meeting. And he said, you know, my ancestors would be ashamed. They would be ashamed at what PNC is doing now, putting profits over people. And so there is this legacy of being a Quaker bank, but they certainly are not behaving in a way that any Quaker would say fits with our testimonies today.
Do you know how much money has been withdrawn from PNC since you began your campaign?
It's actually close to $3 million. We've been checking in with various account holders who've been closing their accounts and people who've been moving their investments. And it's close to $3 million and counting, because we know there are other organizations and institutions and individuals who are doing the footwork to get ready to close their accounts. That's no small thing. It is not an easy thing to change your bank account. I did that last summer. I closed my bank account with PNC, which I had for several years. And, you know, it takes a lot of work to do it. And people are, because they're realizing we have to, in this way, we're kind of behaving as consumers. Right, like Michael was talking about, we have this way to behave as a consumer, but collectively, it's a much more powerful thing to do together. So I went and closed my account on the same day as people in several other communities, and we were acting collectively to give this message to PNC Bank. If I do it by myself, they don't really care if I just close my account. But if I'm doing it along with, you know, hundreds of other people with lots of other organizations and institutions, saying, no more, don't use my money this way.
And
on
obviously,
some level, they're going to have to respond.
Right. And obviously, you agree with Michael's approach, which we discussed in the previous segment. Last question for you is when would you like to see PNC withdraw from mountaintop removal?
Now or yesterday. I think they have a choice to make. And it's one of these things. They could draw it out and draw it out and draw it out. But there's not actually even that much coal left in Appalachia. So why not actually start planning for the future now? And that's what I want to say to them, too, in terms of being a responsible bank and responsible to their shareholders. It's irresponsible at this point to put your money into coal companies that are not going to be able to pay back those loans because the coal is running out. So they need to act now for a future for themselves as a bank and for our people, and certainly the people of Appalachia who are being poisoned now because their valleys and streams have been dumped.
Ingrid Lakey is a member of the board of the Earthquaker Action Team, which plans to confront PNC shareholders at a meeting tomorrow. Ingrid Lakey, thank you so much for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, I appreciate your time, Paul. Thank you very much.
And before we move on to our next segment, I do want to reiterate that we extended an invitation to PNC Bank to take part in our conversation today, and we were turned down in our request for an interview.